going on in the celestial realms. I'm Alphabet North, and I'm here today with my wonderful partner, Jacqueline DiCarlo.
Hi.
Hey, girl. We're here to give you insights into your up-and-coming future and looking at some of the things that are going on in your life right now. Have you been busy lately, Jacqueline?
Oh, I'm busy crazy. I'm getting ready to make a transit back to Florida.
Oh, I know it. My old stomping grounds. How are your aspects for travel?
Oh, they're very good. And the date that I've chosen to travel, they're very good. It'll be a nice, smooth trip. It definitely will.
Great. Have you worked out all the details? I know there was like a lot of things you were trying to organize all at the same time during a retrograde Mercury.
Well, not all the details yet. And that's a matter of faith, and everything will fall into place at the right place at the right time. I have faith in that, and I know that it will all come together when it's supposed to. So I'm not too worried about it at this time. I should find out the exact timing of when I'm leaving and finish the exact details within the next couple of days. So, but I have a Mars in Cancer, and we have that Mars in Cancer right now, so that's making the nesting and all of that thing of doing the transition and closing the winter home, summer home, and going to the winter home.
Exactly. Did you ever see yourself as a snowbird? Years ago, I never would have imagined it for you.
Never. I have two homes, and I have on my fourth house cusp, I have Gemini, which I thought that satisfied that issue of having a duality in my homes by having two homes and, you know, renting one out and having one myself. But I would have never thought that I would literally have two homes in two completely different states. But life is a journey, and it takes you in unexpected places, and so here I am, almost 5 years later, something like that, 5 years now it's been, I think, something like
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't like those winter cold months, do you?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you were born and raised in California, weren't you?
Absolutely. So
yeah,
I am a Southern California girl.
Yeah, you're one of those temperate climate people.
Absolutely. It's... This week it's cold, and next week it's going to be cold, and so I'm gone. It's not going to get any warmer up here now.
Exactly. Well, the nice thing is today, of course, the moon moved into Taurus. It's exalted there. People have started to stabilize a little bit. That Aries moon, I think, had everybody a little bit up in arms.
Oh, absolutely. The urgency and all of that going on during that period of time. So especially it being the full moon that we had. So.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Well, you know, it's nice, though, I think, to sometimes get a little bit grounded, a little bit black and white and yes and no. I'm hoping to clean out my closets and some of my fall cleaning. Good luck, right? I'm a pet rat.
Well, again, Mars is in Cancer, so, you know, actions towards the home. You have a little bit there to do it with, so.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, Mars is going to conjunct the south node, like the empty cup of the zodiac. I'm hoping I can find some black hole to get rid of some of this junk.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. With it conjunct the south node, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to be excited when it goes into Leo.
Oh, yeah. That'll be a lot of fun. That'll be fun for everybody, though.
Get a little bit braver, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everybody's going to get a little bit braver. They're going to get more dynamic. They're going to be more active in things, which is going to be good.
Jacqueline, why don't you give our listeners a little bit of, I want to say a little synopsis of kind of like what's going on just over the next week or so, the main things you see in the heavens that they might want a little bit of a heads up on.
Well, this week is it's pretty settled. I mean, I'm looking forward to the 15th when Jupiter goes direct. It'll really be nice.
Yeah, that planet.
You know, we've had since like April, Jupiter being retrograde, and the financial situation has been really challenging to a lot of people because of that. Jupiter brings so many benefits, and when it's retrograde, it just takes them away. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that. I think, you know, when Mars goes into Leo and Jupiter's direct, I think a lot of people are going to be more... feel a lot better about circumstances. They're going to see things change for more of a positive and take more of an action in it. I think this next week is kind of a quiet week until that starts to come along. So,
right. Now, the nice thing is that when Jupiter does basically station direct and start to move forward, isn't it in trine with Libra Sun?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you're gonna love
Absolutely.
that. You're a Libra sun. You're gonna love that.
Yeah, it's gonna be great for all Libras, but again, here for everybody, I think they're really gonna be happy when it goes direct. I think it's gonna take a lot of pressure off a lot of people.
Sometimes I find what's good for Libra is also good for Taurus because of that Venus rule.
Oh, yeah. There's similarities in that. And that's the reason why the Libra suns are very comfortable with the Taurus moons, is because there's a familiarity with that. The same as Virgos and Geminis have that familiarity with the Mercury. So they kind of have a kinship there.
Absolutely. Now, this whole Pluto in Capricorn energy that we started to deal with this year, of course, it hasn't been there in over 240 years. This is a big passage as far as the entire world. How do you
Oh,
see
absolutely.
That? How do you
Yeah, absolutely.
That? How can people kind of adjust themselves a little bit to deal with things in the public world, maybe a little bit different psychologically?
Yeah, and absolutely. You have the foundational changes that are going on. With Pluto being in Capricorn and you know making these foundational changes in everybody's lives, and Uranus and Pisces at the same time is kind of an interesting thing. It really enlightens and awakens a lot of people to the depths of you know more of their soul at this point in time and having to follow that truth of what their soul is about instead of trying to conform to other circumstances or to compromise themselves for things that they don't honor.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting because you know, I like to see what other astrologers write about and what they say and their take on things because like, I used to love those conventions because people speak kind of our language and you can really get an idea of what's going on when you talk to other people that have our background. And I've been reading about when Saturn goes into Libra, you know, a couple days before Halloween, and how it's going to be in square to Pluto. And some people think it's horrible, and other people think it's an opportunity to really create peace because Saturn's exalted in Libra. So I'm seeing two completely different takes on that angle. What's your take on that?
And here again, everything is a yin and a yang, and you've got the duality of Jupiter, you know, and very dramatically in Aquarius. So, of course, people are going to take a very strong stand, one side or the other,
right.
on that issue. Can it be
that.
Both? Absolutely. I think that there's some dramatic changes going on. And can it be for the positive? Yes. Can it be for the negative? Absolutely. It depends on the person. However, you know, with it being in Capricorn so heavily, it's always going to go for the truth stronger. So when people make compromises during this time and they profit off of it, they're going to get it in the end anyhow. So.
Absolutely. Now, we've had this Jupiter, Chiron, Neptune line up in Aquarius retrograde for a while. How have you seen that manifesting with your client base?
I think people are looking at a more urgency of things in their lives. I find them questioning things a little bit stronger about circumstances in their life and limits and boundaries, especially within their morals and beliefs, you know, issues with relationships that are foundational going on, especially right now. I've seen a lot of that.
I really feel what I've kind of seen is more people, they're trying to heal themselves, whether it's emotionally, physically, or spiritually. It seems like they are working with their faith. They're working with alternative medicine as well as traditional. They're trying to find a way to be co-creators, I think, of being well again.
Absolutely. Again,
yeah,
you have this Uranus and Pisces is really worn on a lot of people and really, you know, and it's coming to its, you know, the other side now. So with the Aries energy mixed with the Piscean energy now that it's on that side, people are definitely going to be more proactive in their spirituality, in their higher beliefs, stronger to their personal values again.
I like Uranus being in Pisces only because I think it's made me funnier. I'm
I think it's made me funnier too.
I do like to laugh, and I think that, again, I think I keep trying to tell people, yes, there's a lot of stress, but can't afford to lose your sense of humor, and sometimes you have to find joy in just things throughout your day. You know,
absolutely.
The Friday night, you're looking like you're going to go out and do something, even if it's a walk in the park. You know what I'm saying? I think that right now it's important to try and, like you say, balance that yin-yang energy, kind of bring ourselves back to a sense of we are here and we're doing the best we can. Things are a little tough, but we'll work it out. And out of it is going to come great growth, new beginnings, and
absolutely. It gives a lot of people a clean slate to start over again at this point in time and build a stronger foundation and build it more on what they believe are their truths and what it really stands for their best benefit instead of conforming to, you know, what other people have desired them to do in the past or to fit into a certain way of doing things because everybody else does it that way. And so I see a lot of people really going into themselves and really finding a lot of peace, changing their lives in many ways, especially business-wise. I've seen a lot of them go into their own business and really be successful in it and really be happy after they've worked a 20-year job that they weren't happy in. So, you know, there's always benefits to being laid off and finding something new.
Absolutely. Now, you know, it's interesting because Venus goes into Virgo just about every year. And rarely we don't have it here. But I've really been experiencing a lot more this year than I have previously. And in both the good and the bad aspects of that Venus in Virgo, part of it, I'm getting a lot done, and I haven't gotten reorganized. But I also feel, and I hate to confess this, but I've been feeling a little bitchy. You know what I mean? I've been feeling a little bit unsettled, like I want to be the little crab, and I want to say things, and I catch myself, luckily, because I, you know, I hear myself on tape all the time because I take my readings like you do. So I hear it in my voice. I can feel the impatience sometimes.
Well, I think, and I think that has more to do with the conjunction of Mercury to Venus and having the last retrograde that we had in September and that Virgo energy of Mercury, too, as well. I think that a lot of people right now are nitpicking at a lot of details and becoming a little bit agitated and impatient with things because of it. And, you know, here again, we just had an Aries full moon, so everybody is impatient.
I do have a lot of complaints. Do we have someone calling? Okay,
well, let's take the first call then.
Absolutely.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm coming into my power really nicely, and I'm experiencing a lot of gratitude. There's still a little bit of itching at my soul, and I'm wondering about when my success is going to come in and acceptance of myself and anything that you can see about that.
What is your name, first of all?
Okay.
Oh, you don't have to give us your name. What is your birthday?
8/22/75.
And do you know what time you were born?
4:18 in the morning.
Excellent. And what city were you born in?
Leesburg, Florida.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Leesburg, Florida?
Leesburg. Yes, L-E-E-S-B-U-R-G.
Florida. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We both use astrology to look at the person. And that's the reason why we ask that.
Actually,
we see the whole world around you all at the same time, my Massachusetts friend. You're calling from Massachusetts?
Yes, I actually just moved to New York State.
Oh, you did? How long ago was that?
Like a week ago.
Wow, so you're brand new there. Oh, boy.
It's an interesting place,
well, and here again, that, you know, this is a new beginning for you. I mean, I see that going over your natal Jupiter and this full moon and your Chiron. So this has something to do with your career, the reason why you moved to New York?
Yes, I thought there'd be more opportunity there for me. For career, there's a place that I can rent versus being associated with maybe a center to do consulting work. I'm wondering if you saw anything about that. Anything, actually.
Well,
it does feel like a good move, but it's a different place, and so.
It's definitely a different place for you, I'll say that. it is a different place. I do think it is good for you. I do think it is to your benefit to be where you are, okay? I do see a lot of transformation and changes with you, and it is because also the environment that you're going to be in. You know what your core is, and you know what you need to follow that direction, even though it may be challenging, is what I'm going to tell you. Anything you have to say after that?
Yes, I do. You know, it's interesting because Uranus, the planet of sudden abrupt change, separation, relocation, it's actually in your ninth house of distant travel and relocation, and it is retrograde right now. Now, it goes direct on the 1st of December. So the 1st of December, after that, it's going to take you about a week to really feel it, but you're going to be more and more excited. I have a feeling that this December is your launch.
Yeah, I'll agree with her.
She's got enough fire in her chart. I got to tell you, Christmas, this holiday season, you are going to be so happy that you made this change. All these planets have been retrograde are all going to be direct. It's almost like every door is going to start to open.
Yeah.
It's really a good timing for you. You really are following the right path, I have to tell you that.
Oh, yes.
I want to give you one word of caution, and that is, use your own psychic ability with the people that you have helping you. People that have been there longer, people that can help to open those doors for you. Look into them because you have some great abilities to be very discerning. You've got some strong planets in Virgo and your sun's on the Leo-Virgo cusp. Really look into the people that you're working with so you can truly conjoin with them for your future.
There's a woman that I think is going to get me into this really great spa. And I'm wondering, I think it might be this woman that I had met recently. So,
absolutely. Be her ally first.
Yeah, this is your work time is what she's trying to say until December, okay? It's not really going to be a lot of fun until then. You've got to put your heels in, you got to work at it. And not get the rewards now for it. Do you understand it that way? Go the extra foot, and it will pay off, I guarantee you. I'm sure Aphrodite will.
You're sure. Yeah, I feel that way too. So I should just stay where I'm living, even though it's kind of different for me, even into December and everything.
Well, if it's a temporary situation, you could make some minor adjustments. You've got enough planets transiting are going to be in your third and fourth house. What do you think, Jacqueline?
You know, I think this is a temporary situation. I don't think it's going to be that you're going to spend a long-term period of time here. I think it's going to be longer than what you think, but I think it's going to work out that, you know, again here, that's part of that dig your heels in and, you know, make your sacrifice now kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You do a lot better. It works for you as far as right at the moment, and let it be that.
And it's, is it going to be more than 8 months, do you think?
Oh, no.
No? Really? I thought I would be... I've moved January, you think?
Yeah. You could get an opportunity to move sooner, but my feeling is, you know, you don't want to go through too many changes simultaneously because you're going to lose your sense of equilibrium a little bit. But I'm just thinking that maybe an opportunity in December can come that could put you in a new space in January.
Yeah, I think I moved into a cult. God bless me. So we'll see. It's a nice place. It's just a different place.
And that's the thing, is that you're focusing on getting your foundation as far as your work environment is concerned first. And so get your face out there. You've got the Mars and Gemini right there in the 11th house. Get your face out there. Let people see you. You can The more you chat it up and the more you're out and about is better than being in the home at this time.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in tonight. All right, 562. How are you?
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Great. When's your birthday?
August 29th, 1956.
It was a very good year. What time were you born?
10:32 in the morning.
Kept Mom up all night, did you? Okay. And where were you born?
Bristol, Connecticut. It's in Hartford.
You still live there now?
No, I'm in Southern California now.
What city? What city in Southern California? I want to relocate you.
Okay. I'm in La Habra. I'm on the Orange County border. L.A. Orange County border.
Okay.
I was raised in La Mirada.
Oh, my goodness. What a small world.
I know where La Habra is.
That's like...
I'm sure by now, this is many years ago, so I'm sure by now it's well-developed. Last time I was in Southern California, the whole area was well-developed.
Yeah, not much land left.
So what can we do for you tonight? What do you need to know?
I was wondering, I have a court date tomorrow.
And is it about a personal relationship or partnership?
It's a medical malpractice. It's a settlement conference, and the judge is wanting us to settle, and the offer that's on the table is offensive.
Well, you know what? You've got a retrograde Mars in your chart in that location, which is the planet of action and decision. You've got Uranus, the planet of sudden change and liberation, also retrograde. I don't really think it's going to go to completion.
Absolutely. I'll agree. I don't think tomorrow is the finality of this at all.
And if they try to make it that way, it's going to end up going back into court again. I just don't see this as being the last straw. Now, again, I'm not an attorney, but the planetary forces are not really working with this energy. This is not a true liberation of your situation. And Mercury right now is also posting these two.
My trial is October 13th.
Okay.
No, it's actually a trial.
My trial date is October 13th. Yes, and my lawyer said that the opposing side may ask for a trial extension.
Absolutely. Now, what time is it supposed to occur, dear?
Tomorrow, 9 o'clock.
No, on the 13th.
Probably around the same time you go in the morning.
Okay.
I would say 8, 9, something like that.
Okay. Because tomorrow I really don't think it's going to end up bearing fruit from what I'm seeing here. I would be very surprised because it seems to me that there's still going to be a lot of talk about numbers. Because Mercury's still in Virgo. Saturn is still in Virgo, which is the planet that rules judgments. And so my feeling is you are going to probably end up honoring the actual trial date instead. Do you have that on screen?
But what they're offering is just so offensive to me. It's such a slap in my face, and, you know.
Well, you have to consider what they're doing at this point in time is a staging game, too, to see where the boundaries and limits are. The more they can beat you down and upset you, the better off they are.
Yeah,
do you understand it that way? This is still a negotiation, and it will continue even tomorrow. It will still be under negotiation. They're not going to give in to this, and unless they lowball you first and continue. It's a matter of how far can they go? They're fighting you, and once that energy is released,
even my old lawyer, they said lowballed it, so they would accept it and we could settle. I mean, my own lawyer gave them a lowball.
Even on the 13th, my dear, what's happening? Chiron, the wounded healer, okay, and Neptune, the planet of dreams, illusion, and faith, and things that right now you can't see from where you're standing, are also still retrograde on the 13th. So is Uranus, the liberating planet. So I think that even the 13th might end up getting delayed. I just want to prepare you for the delays because a lot of times people say, oh, no, it could happen. Well, let me tell you, if it can happen, it's almost like trying to swim uphill, like spawning salmon. That's how it looks in the chart to me psychically. So I'm thinking that, you know, you're going to be in for a little bit more of delays that are coming through here. I don't really see this going down as quick as you would like, but I'd rather see you get a good settlement than do it quick.
And here again, the positive of all these retrogrades and the positive of all, because I agree with her that it's not going to be the 13th either, okay? Remember, Jupiter goes direct on the 15th, so I don't see it happening any time before then, okay? But
so how long is this going to be delayed? So they're going to ask for a extension of to a new trial date, which is going to take us probably after the holidays.
I would think so. It can happen any time after Uranus really moves. Because the Uranus goes direct on the 1st of December, but it literally almost stands still. Like in our ephemeris, our star charts, it literally almost stands still for 7 or 8 days, which is great meditation prayer time, by the way. But you're not going to really feel until mid-December that things are going to start to get better. So anywhere between mid-December and probably the end of January. And the good news about that is Saturn, the great teacher, the judgment planet, is going to be in Libra, the scales of justice, where it's exalted at that point. And that is going to give you a lot more power to get a just settlement. So the wait is worth it.
Absolutely. And the thing is that at this point in time, what they're trying to do and what I'm trying to get you to look at, because it is kind of a detailed bullying effect of what they're going to do, is they want to see if you'll break early. And your lack of reaction to what they're telling you at that point in time is better than reacting and getting them to intimidate and bully you during this period of time, because you know it won't be happening during this period of time. You know, so you have time to relax and really look at the mistakes that they're making and point out the details that you think are important during this period of time and keep reiterating them to them and saying, no, this is the reason why I need this amount of money, period. And leave it at that and let it go, and you'll find the work a lot better for you during this period of time. She is right. I don't see anything happening until after December 1st. So.
Okay,
I don't want to keep you on the phone too long because there's other people waiting, but I wanted to ask you a question. The attorney you're working with now, are they male or female?
Male.
Do they have a female that's also working in association with them?
There's a female in the office next to him, yes.
Okay.
Like a paralegal type of person, yes.
A paralegal kind of person. Now, do you consider her to be your ally?
I really don't have any contact with her. I don't
okay.
see why she would dislike me in any way.
I just feel that there's a man and a woman that are working very, very close together that are going to be very, very helpful to you when all is said and done with this situation. And I'm not sure why, but I just feel that very strongly. So whether it is, it's a male attorney or if it's a male
attorney.
So that's
what I have now. I have a male attorney and a female right next to him who helps him with a lot of the legal work.
So my feeling is if he's already lowballed you, I would really get together with him and really hash this out so that you don't end up in the same situation again.
Well, my own attorney lowballed it, and I said, well, don't I have these batteries? I said, well, don't you include the batteries with the thing? And he's kind of talking, and I'm like, you know, how do you come up with a settlement figure minus the batteries? And he's... I don't know. So I'm wondering if he's ever going to come up on that.
Well, that's why
offer.
I'm saying if this attorney doesn't work out for you, you may end up getting other kinds of counsel. But I just feel again, it's going to be.
I can't go through that again.
But I think that you're going to have to really negotiate with him and let him know exactly what you want. See, he's supposed to work for you. Remember that. Okay?
Right.
He's supposed to work for you. You're paying him. So you need to basically sit down and hash this out with him so that you're on the same page, because apparently you were quite surprised by what he presented. You don't want any surprise when you actually do go to court in the future. We're going to let you go for now.
He's telling me I'm unrealistic.
Hmm?
He's telling me I'm unrealistic.
Well,
I think there's a compromise between what you think and what he thinks. And I think the female ally there is the one to point it out. So I agree with her with everything she said, but that female ally, I would get to, you know, ask her questions and question her more as far as your case is concerned, because she knows a lot about it.
Yeah.
But we do have to go, so good luck, and thank you very much.
All right, we'll be here. Check in with us.
Okay, thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, New Jersey, are you on the line? New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. If I was any better, I'd be twins. When's your birthday?
June 4th, 1970.
And do you know what time you were born?
About 4:30 p.m.
All right. And where were you born?
In Rahway, New Jersey. You want me to spell that?
Yes.
It's R-A-H-W-A-Y.
I got it. Now, do you still live in New Jersey, near that area?
Yes, I'm still in Jersey, yes.
All right, great. You've had your chart done before, haven't you?
I'm sorry?
Have you had your chart done before?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Do you know how psychic you are?
Do I know how much? I'm, you know, honestly, I've doubted it this past week because I've had a new position.
Uh-huh.
Did I say something funny? No.
Yeah, you doubting yourself. It is funny with that Mercury in Taurus. You do
oh
it a lot.
God. Yeah.
It's conjunct Saturn, so you beat yourself up.
I know, but this week has been like, I really felt like so disconnected. It was unnerving to me, and it was, I didn't like it. I didn't like it. So that's kind of why I'm calling, actually.
It changes
I wanted
tomorrow.
To see what the heck is going on.
It changes tomorrow. And let me tell you something. First of all, Mercury retrograde in Virgo, Virgo being ruled by Mercury. You have both of your great lights, your sun and moon in Gemini, the other sign that's ruled by Mercury. So this Mercury retrograde has whacked you, okay? But the good news is...
Come right over Pluto that's retrograde when she was born.
And Moon is in Taurus right now, though. It's going to pass over your Saturn and your Mercury. So over the next 2 days, you are going to get it back, my New Jersey friend. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a little jumbled. I'm trying to hear.
Okay, you will
so
definitely
the next
be
two
getting
days.
It back over the next couple of days. You're going to feel a sense of grounding. You're going to be able to stand on
okay.
your truth better. And you are going to, unfortunately, I think, be docked with some communication difficulties still over the next couple of days. Only because the moon is going to be squaring like three planets in Aquarius, which rule our technology, our computers, our phones, our faxes, that kind of stuff. But I still feel that you're going to be grounded enough to deal with it much more effectively as far as the way you've been communicating with people and the way they've been communicating with you. What do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, I think you're going through a transformation and change in your life at this point in time, and it's pointing out little issues and details that you're focusing on, of your flaws again here. I think a lot of it has to do with that Saturn conjunction, you know, having that, it being aspected to, you know, the transition that we had with Mercury this time. I really think that really had a strong impact on you looking at things differently. I agree with her that in a couple of days you're going to lighten up, and I think that this is a good opening for you to see what direction you should go in your life and what makes you happy in your life, okay? I think it brought up some fears for you, and Geminis get a little nervous when things are in transition. And I think that that's what it's doing, is it's making you look at things differently. You know, your sun and moon are both in the eighth house, and that leads to this is not your first transition in life as far as looking at things differently, but this is the beginning of a transition.
Okay. So how much longer do I need to go through this horrible period now? So
about 2 days.
I know. Only a few more days? Okay.
It'll feel a lot better after then.
Yeah, and I think you're going to have an epiphany by Halloween, All Saints Day. I think that's when you're going to have your true epiphany, because Saturn's going to be very close to Uranus in your natal in Libra, exalted, and it's going to start to complement your Gemini forces. So rather than trying to make a judgment and being right or wrong, you're going to be able to see the question with tremendous clarity from both sides of the fence. And your counseling skills are just going to be blooming. Your tact, your communication skills, this next 2.5 year period is going to be awesome for you.
Yeah, it's a good transition and change. And this is just over-examining details and going over things too much right at this point in time. You like things stable and secure, even though you're a Gemini. And it's not going to be. It's another transition for you here. And psychologically, that's what it's doing, is it's making you look at the options that you have and go the direction that you want to go. And that's where the fear factors come in. Be careful of them.
And every time you feel a little stressed, just remember that you're not going to see a rainbow without the rain first.
Okay. And I just real quickly, being that the whole transitioning thing is going on, moving physically to a new home, is that part of the transition for me?
Are you moving near or far?
I'm sorry, near, in the same area, just a bigger place.
Were you planning on moving in November?
I'm thinking I need to wait till then. Like, I started to look the past few weeks, and then I just felt like it's not right. So I was going to wait till the end of the year.
I think it's going
to
be February.
Planets in your fourth house. Yeah, February would be ideal. But I really think you could pull it off a little earlier if you wanted to. But know if you move earlier than when all these planets are direct, it's going to be a little bit more difficult just to get organized. Small things like little injuries, little cold and flu, certain things can come up. But not necessarily anything that's really bad. It's just going to be a little bit more tiresome, I want to say, the process of the move.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, again, I think, like Jacqueline says, I think you'll be really settled in by February. I think February is a time you're going to feel very, very light, very, very happy, and feeling like that now you can really kind of open things up, and some of that anxiety is just going to completely disappear.
Okay. Yeah, because I did put it off because I did feel, like you were saying, this sense of, like, taking on more than I can chew, and I was like,
absolutely.
Right through this, yeah.
Yeah, well,
absolutely.
I'm so glad you called.
We're picking out the details.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Call in again. We'll be here every week.
Okay, thank you, ladies. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm sure we must have another caller.
Yeah.
Hello, 870. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are y'all?
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27.
Oh, great. Well, bring some of that my way.
What is your birthday, hon?
Shelly.
Okay, and when were you born?
Actually, a big town called Piggott. Piggott, Arkansas.
And you were born at 4/29/1973 p.m., weren't you?
Hey, yeah. you already have it in there.
Okay. We got to do this.
The plan comes together.
4/29, what year?
70.
Okay,
yeah.
You guys are way too fast for me. And the time again?
3 p.m.
3 p.m.
Yeah. She called in before and chatted with me. She's great. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing yucky right now. I hate to admit.
Well, there's a lot of planetary changes coming. What do you want to know first?
Well, I just broke up with a boyfriend of like 7 months, and I totally fell in love with him. So...
When was his birthday?
12/18/70.
Okay, Jacqueline, what do you think?
I haven't looked at 12-18-70. You guys are way too fast for me there. Do you know what city he was born in?
I think it was Maysville, Kentucky. Maysville, Kentucky.
I already chatted with her. You want me to chat with her again a little bit? I will while you're going ahead and taking a look at it, because I know there's a lot to look at in this chart. first of all, you know, it's interesting because this gentleman's son was in square to your Pluto, which is the planet of empowerment, life, death, and rebirthing, okay? So out of this relationship,
okay,
what's going to come is new life. And you're going to realize that your power lies within yourself. And you had to learn that somehow. So he was actually a vehicle of change. And even though things didn't work out the way you envisioned, I really feel that sometimes angels put us in places where we have experiences where we grow and we can't figure it out any other way. Sometimes it's not comfortable. Sometimes it, you know, it seems like an unhappy ending. But out of it comes a whole new sense of self and being able to sort out our needs versus our desires. Okay?
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, you're a very strong person. You're a natural teacher.
Yeah.
You have a natural sense of wisdom that you've had as a child. But I think you have a blind spot when it comes to men, don't you?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have some issues here.
Jacqueline.
Hello.
I have to say one thing about this relationship. You know, again, here I agree with her that this is a learning and growing experience. But this really should have shown you, you know, that it really should have empowered you to stay within your truth because of how much you compromised for this guy. Okay, the ratio of good and bad, you know, was not that good on your side. Okay, there was a lot of compromise here. And that should have shown you what the truth is for you. And so that's what I have to say about this relationship. He was very manipulative.
In one area. I mean, actually, I mean, I've done our birth charts, and it really sounded like he was really whatever. But he actually was a very good, consistent guy, one area, meeting his children. And it just got to the point where I had to stand my ground, and that, you know, that was it, because I was giving and he wasn't, and so
absolutely,
you know.
Absolutely.
So,
and where he empowered you to take your own power back, and that's what the whole situation with him was about, is because you needed that strength to do that. And here, this is what he gave you, and that's what you've got to look at, is no, I'm empowered, and I don't need this guy, I don't need to do anything with it, because I know that I'm going to have a better one come along, because I'm not going to stand for any more of that crap anymore. And that's what the whole thing was about.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to just mention to you is that you're a spiritual person, and I think you saw the potential in this man, but he wasn't ready really take the responsibility for that potential that he has within him. Now, you were born with a slew of planets in the ninth house. You're a natural teacher, minister, personality, and you always think you're strong enough to take certain things on. But you have your sensitive side, too. And you need certain things to be coming from the other person for you. It doesn't necessarily have to be exactly what you give them, because people's needs are different. But I think you saw some potential there that he's not prepared to develop at this time. And my feeling is some of those seeds that you planted in him may bear fruit in their season. So I would try to look at it in a prayerful, forgiving, it's okay way. And as Jacqueline pointed out, go ahead and claim back your own power and say, now I really need to find a good fit for me, a real good fit for me.
And I know this is too soon to be even looking at, because I don't really want to date right now, but do you see anything coming up? Because I always get guys, and it's because I pick them, I guess. I don't know. But
You psychically attract them. That's the key thing that you got to learn, is that you It's like a sponge.
Yeah.
You just psychically attract them. And that's what I'm saying as far as empowering yourself is that, no, this is what I'm going to want, and this is what my boundaries and limits are. Can you get it? You can attract men like crazy, you know, that Virgo rising. Oh, yeah, they
yeah.
love you. You know, the meticulous,
yeah,
yeah they just love that, so.
I really do think that her picker has been broken. But I think But I think that there's going to be like a lightning bolt energy come in here. What's going to happen is Uranus is going to turn around on the 1st of December. It moves roughly about a degree a month. It's going to be opposing your Pluto, your planet of empowerment, 2 months later. So I have a feeling in February you're going to hit it. Because that opposition has never happened in your lifetime. And you're going to be high and happy because you're going to have somebody that really does wow you, and you wow them. So hang in there.
Thank you so much.
You have a great night. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. She's so nice. All right, who do we have that's next? We love Florida.
I can't wait to be at home in Florida.
Hi, is it me or is it someone else?
It's you.
Hey, it's your birthday. Okay. July 31st, 1948.
And what time were you born?
3 p.m.
And where?
St. Augustine, Florida.
Now, is that where you live now?
No, right now I live in Gainesville.
Oh, yeah? How do you like it?
Pretty well. I came to school here at the university years ago and liked Gainesville and just stayed here.
Great. Now, have you had your chart done before?
Not really. I've sort of done like amateur charts where you send off in the mail and get things back. I don't know how accurate they were or how they weren't. I mean, they weren't specifically very detailed.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, it's interesting. We've had a lot of people that have planetary energies in Gemini calling in tonight, and you have your moon in Gemini. And moon in Gemini women usually make very good counselors.
I've been told that.
Yeah.
Especially in one-to-one relationships. You're very good with one-to-one relationships.
Yeah.
That's true.
I don't think I've ever seen a Uranus Venus conjunction this tight. Have you, Jack?
Yes, no.
It's
a good thing. It's a good thing.
It's like lightning. I mean, every man must fall in love with you. Is that true?
Say that again. I couldn't hear you.
Does every man fall in love with you?
I don't know. I didn't experience that, really.
Wow.
But I never was that observant. I was always very shy.
Absolutely. Look at all the planets on the right side. Totally shy.
Yeah, exactly.
I was super timid and super shy. So I didn't, even when if I liked someone so often, they wouldn't even know it, you know. So I was so shy.
Well, I have to tell you, that Uranus Venus conjunction is going to manifest something. What were you majoring in school?
English. I like writing.
Yeah.
And I haven't.
Speaking. Yep. Okay. Good. Very brilliant.
And I really haven't, unfortunately, my timidity kind of held me back, and I was kind of fearful, and I haven't done a lot with it. I've tried to do a little bit of writing, but I don't seem to go very far with it, and maybe that I give up too easily and don't stick to it long enough.
Absolutely. You don't play with it. You take it too seriously. You really take it way too seriously.
Okay.
Don't take it so seriously.
But I was laid off last December, and I'm trying to figure out. And I was glad actually. I was tired of the work I've been doing for years, and I'm trying to figure out what to do. And I've dabbled at writing, but so far I haven't gotten too far with it yet.
Use a comedy and humor. You have a Jupiter opposition that works really well for you from your first house to your seventh house. This is a great thing for writing, and it's a great thing for public speaking. I know you're an introvert. You would do much better at public speaking, believe it or not. Again here, the comedy and humor, the levity of it, the lightness of it is really what you got to look at. You can't be too serious with it because that's where you really get into your trouble. It has to be that balance whenever you have an opposition. So you have to play with it and put your personality into it and the humor of it into it. And I think you'd really do really well, especially with one-to-one relationships.
I've often had humor come out in my writing. It comes out very naturally. But I always seem to be, I'm very frustrated with myself because I never have been, it's like I'm stuck in mud. It seems like I can't go forward. I don't know, something is blocking me, something maybe subconsciously. And I just sort of sit back instead of,
you've been kind of really blocked a little bit for a year because you've been in a T-square with two heavy-hitting, you know, ponderous planets, both Saturn and Uranus. But that's ending.
Okay.
I think it's a time for you to prepare, okay? And I think it is a good time for you to be around people that share the same interests, talk about the same things, have the same kind of humor, have the same kind of writing, excitement. I think it can be almost contagious over the next 6 months.
Okay.
So I think that there is a big change coming. Now, just an aside here, where you live in Florida, because you live on the eastern seaboard, your beautiful Leo sun, which is radiant light, and can be very, very dramatic, is kind of hidden in that eighth house. It's kind of in the cusp of the eighth house. So I really feel you could learn everything you could ever learn about public speaking and writing and even doing television where you are. But to do it, you would have to go to another time zone. You'd have to be able to move to a time zone where your sun, when you relocate the chart, moves out of that eighth house into that ninth house of being in the media.
Absolutely.
You basically have to make a move.
Okay.
Now, you only have to move one time zone to make that happen because your sun is so close to that cusp of the ninth house. But
Like what time zone would that be?
You could learn where you are, and you could travel. You could, like, do a circuit situation where maybe you could go to Chicago. You could go to Vegas. You could go to L.A. You could go and
Well, L.A. would bring it into her 10th, so which would still be career-oriented, but I like the media of the 9th.
I do, too.
You know, I would stay within the time zone previously before us, Indiana, Chicago, you know, any of those. Well, you go all the way down to Texas, and, you know, Kentucky's in there, I think, and a few other states. But yeah, if that would be comfortable for you.
I just don't know how to get into it. I don't know where to start or where to go. Or
you're going to need a manager.
Visualizing this coming.
You're going to have need a manager, and you're going to need a theme. You're going to need a theme of how you're going to present yourself. See, once you present yourself to the public, and you become known, your face, your voice, your style, you're going to need someone to set your itinerary for you. So first you decide on your theme, and this is the time you do it, because the planets really haven't liberated. You're still in that T-square. This is the time to think about what you really want the public to see you as. What message do you want to deliver?
Exactly. What message do you want to deliver?
Then you'll be empowered in the situation, and when you go before the public, because it's coming from your heart and your mind, the delivery will be awesome.
Okay.
We're glad you called in today.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And come back in with us. Let us know how you're doing. I think we got time for one more. Let's go for it.
845.
Hello. Are you there?
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello.
I can hear you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good. What is your birth date?
20 May 1972.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
May 20th, 1972.
Thank you. And do you know what time you were born?
2:35 p.m. East Coast.
10:35?
No. 2.
And I'm sorry, what city?
Newburgh, New York.
Oh, Newburgh. There's a Florida, New York by you.
Yes.
I know that area.
Oh, okay.
I went to school in New Paltz for one semester.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right up the road for me.
So what can we do for you tonight?
I was just trying to get a general reading. I don't know if that's possible or not. Do you need specific questions? Like, what do you see for me in the next month?
Okay. Can you verify the time you were born to me one more time?
Sure. 2:35 p.m.
45, okay.
35, 3:05.
There you go. Wow. Your life is interesting. You know, and Aphrodite knows this about me, and so I have to speak about it because you haven't. I don't know if you, how much you know about astrology or your emotions, but you have a Virgo moon, and especially being in the 12th house. Yeah, so you see there. I have to tell you that one of the things about you is that you're a very sensitive individual, especially having the Taurus sun and the Mercury in Taurus. What I will say about it is that sometimes you can be overly sensitive about things, and you have to be careful about that. The best way out of looking at a circumstances is not sitting back and trying to analyze it and get every avenue to see whichever every direction is in it, but to take and keep it simple. If you have a problem with something, the best thing I can tell you to figure it out is to go clean something. I've worked with a lot of Virgo moons. So instead of using your mind, go clean a closet, a drawer, or something like that, and escape it, and the answer will come, is what I'm trying to tell you. So whenever you have an issue, do something to get yourself distracted. Like I said, you can clean the whole entire house, okay, because you can be, you know, you can do that. You mess it up and you clean it up and it goes back and forth. But the thing is that that's your easy way out and your escape. So, because I know so much about Virgo moons, I had to tell you that. As far as this month.
I'm sorry, I thought I was a Gemini Taurus cusp. I don't know.
That's your sun sign.
Okay.
Your moon sign and your emotions. Whenever you get emotionally down, you're hypersensitive. When you get into an argument, you physically get a headache. You physically get a stomach ache. You're physically attached to your emotions. And that's the reason why I say that whenever emotionally when you're down or when you have something that you're going over, to take and clean a drawer or clean a closet or clean something. And it distracts you, and it'll calm that down to where the headache will go away, the stomach ache will go away. You're not very good with confrontation. So here again, that's the thing, is that it's a trick that I've seen a lot of Virgo moons use that has really helped them calm their emotions down when they get that far to where they get sick and they don't feel good because they're emotionally down. So.
Are you very family-oriented?
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, both your Venus and Mars are in Cancer, the sign of the nurture in your 10th house. So at some point in this life, you're probably even end up parenting your parents. You have a very natural sense of wanting to help everyone. And as Jacqueline said, you can absorb some of that energy, sometimes too much. But I see you try to stay grounded, and you should always be learning something new. Because the way your chart is set up, teaching and learning simultaneously for you helps you to feel balanced. That way you're putting your mind onto constructive things rather than worrying about things you have no control over. Are you following me?
Okay.
Okay? Because I think that you're the kind of person, if there's something you're interested in, to pick it up and study it for a little while. It helps you to escape into something mentally that you can absorb and maybe pass on to other people later. So if you're dealing with personal issues and sometimes you feel like you're a little bit in lockdown, your mind can set you free by studying something new. You're born with a natural Saturn moon square. So for you, knowledge is like food. And it can really help you sometimes when you do feel like you're up late at night because maybe it's been a long day and you have people's concerns on your mind. But I think that's very good for you, and that could also be very much a challenge this year. I think this year's going to be a bit of a challenge with some things around family, and I see you doing everything in your power to meet that challenge to the best of your ability. Don't apologize. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, glad you called in tonight. You have a stellar night.
Thank you. You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I guess that's our show.
That's it. That's great. And everybody tune in next week and come see us at Soul's Journeys. And you can get more and find out more information there.
Absolutely.
Iwana, host of Balancing Heaven and Earth on Soul's Journey Radio. As an author and a clairvoyant medium, it is my great pleasure to bring a balance of both worlds to you every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Each week will find me interviewing experts in the fields of metaphysics, healing, feng shui, medicine, finance, academics, and all things sacred, as I help spiritual seekers realize the best of heaven while living on Earth. Through SoulsJourneyLightworkers.com, I am also available to facilitate one-on-one private counseling sessions. Here's to realizing your heaven while living on Earth.